John 1:1-14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man, sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came unto his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right, to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but born of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 6:38. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world, to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father, except by me. John 11:25. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Mark 3:35. For whoever does the will of God, this is my brother and sister and mother. John 17:17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. John 14:20. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. John 14:16. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Helper, to be with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you, and will be in you. 1 Thessalonians 4:3. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification. Romans 8:29-30. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestine to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestine, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, and acceptable, and perfect will of God. Hebrews 7:25. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God, through him, since he ever lives, to make intercession for them. Philippians 1:6. And, I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you, will bring it to completion, at the day of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings, in heavenly places, in Christ. Even as he hath chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, and without blame, before him in love, having predestined us, to be his own adopted children, by Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. 2 Peter 1:10. Wherefore, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly, into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for peace, and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me, and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me, and find me, when you search for me with all your heart. Ephesians 2:18. For through him we all have access by one Spirit, unto the Father. 2 Corinthians 3:17-18. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting the glory of the Lord, are being changed into that same image, from glory to glory. Even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Ephesians 3:14-19. For this cause I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Romans 5:12-22. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, so death spread to all men, and so all have sinned. For as by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. 1 Corinthians 15:45. Thus it is written, the first man Adam became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Psalm 139:3-5. You have encompassed my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. You have beset me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me.